All right, so I'm here at the UK Research Center in Princeton with another SAE Spotlight. You want to introduce yourself?
My name is Landry Dunbar, and I work out at UK REC as an intern under Forages.
So what got you interested in this position? How did you end up here?
Well, I've grown up in agriculture, always working outside with Dad, which Chris Toitsch, my boss, actually came out to Agrichem, where Dad is the manager of Benji Dunbar. And Chris goes, "Does your son want a job? I'm looking for people." And Dad was like, "Yeah, I'll take him out there. He'll be there." Dad was like, "Yeah, he'll take the job." And I was like, "Okay." So I come out here a little bit after that, and then I start working for them, and it's been a journey ever since.
So what grade are you in?
I'm going in my senior year.
Cool. So you've been in FFA for a little bit.
Yes,
ma'am. Kind of tell me about what you've done within that organization.
So freshman year, I joined the junior parley team, and just been trying to maintain a steady role in FFA. Well, then the next year, I went and did an interview for a committee chairman position, got it under Building Communities, Human Resources. Well, then I interviewed for a head chairman my sophomore year, and I didn't get it for my junior year. Well, then I tried for an officer position for my senior year and didn't get it again. So I'm kind of just a member, but I'll do anything, any competition that they want me to do. I'm there for it. I'm a hard worker through FFA, and I'll just do anything for it.
See. So back to kind of your essay, when did you start here?
I started sophomore winter, so it'll be 2 years in January. I started here actually working in February, but all the hard work actually started in the summer. When I got here, we actually started the bell grazing study, which is where we have cattle open up to different sets of hay bales each week and see how much they're going to graze over time. And our review off of that kind of was they're going to be lazy like how cows are, and they'll only go to the hay bales that are closest to the water source instead of going really far away at one point. And we would set up temporary electric fences with poly tape and poly wire and see what they did off of that.
Yeah. So what is, you talked about you have a project here. Can you go on and explain that a little bit?
So my project here right now, which I have recently started, is we're taking seeds like cowpea, sorghum Sudan, sun hemp, buckwheat, different type of forages, and putting them in silage to see if the seeds will still germinate if you have weeds in your silage. So we'll do that. It's over a 30-day process, which the weed that we are using is Johnson grass. And Johnson grass is a main wheat that we see here in the western part of Kentucky, which is also found in silage. So we'll seal the bag and give it 30 days to let it do its thing. And then we'll cut it open and cut open the seeds to see if they'll germinate, which you see that by if the inner seed is white.
So what are your plans for after graduation? Do you have any stay in the ag industry, stay in research?
I'll actually follow the ag industry more. I will attend Murray State University and go in as an agronomy major, and I'll probably minor in something. I don't know about that yet. But, yeah, it's always been a dream to end up in the ag industry, and here I am. I'm about to start it even more.
All right.